Hello and welcome to another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, June 23rd. The year is still 2021. We are on episode 189, which means after this week, we have 11 more weeks until we go into our new format, which I think I feel the shape of it coming on, but we'll give more details as we finalize that. I'll let you know now, I'm recording this in our newly redone office area. I'm inside, my kids are still awake, so you might hear them. They may barge in, so just bear with me. It is also a little too windy to be recording this outside, so we don't want that to take over. So here we go. I have a few things. I typed it in the email last week, but I'm going to say it here. This is your Wednesday Wisdom, and it is brought to you by the MEF, Elite Cannabis Salve. So we made our own weed cream, so to speak. This is an application that you can use for sore muscles, aches, and even pains. We made it ourselves. We're very proud of it, and we only have a few jars left. So if you want one, please shoot us a message. It is $25 for a 4-ounce container. It'll last you a while, so that $25 does go a long way. And then we'll be making a new batch once this one's all gone. So reach out to us. We have, I think, just a few jars left. And when I say a few, I mean literally like three or four. So yeah, contact us if you're interested in that. So here we go. What's the next thing? Also, this podcast isn't sponsored at all by it, but I wanted to let everyone know about this program that we are hoping to have become part of what I do weekly, if not daily. And what that is the Phoenix organization. So if you had seen, I had a post probably a couple days ago now, and what the Phoenix is, I have the booklet thing here, I should have grabbed it, but it's for people that are in recovery as far as they're battling drug and alcohol abuse. And since we no longer work with the house here in Martinez, which I'm not even sure if they're still open or not, I was contacted, actually put in contact with this person from another member of ours. And we met. I really liked what the person was telling me about it. And now what we have the opportunity to do is offer these classes for individuals that are, in their sobriety stage. They can have up to 48 hours of sobriety. And what this company does, it creates these events with local gyms and other types of fitness things, like rock climbing. They do like softball together and things like that. And you kind of replace, as a business, you replace the thing that put them in a bad spot with either drugs or alcohol. So right now we have three events that we have with them, and you have to be a part of the Phoenix organization. So this isn't something that I'm offering to anyone at the gym, of course, right now, unless you are if you need it. If you need to be around people that may be battling the same thing you are, and you've just never, mentioned it to us, or you didn't want to mention it to us, but you want to be around other individuals that are battling through something like an addiction, please feel free to go to thephoenix.org/, I want to say it's find-a-class. So thephoenix.org, find a class. It's /find-a-class. And what you can do is you can search in your city or a surrounding city. If you don't want to come to the gym just for another night, you can look up things there Again, other people in the area that are going through an addiction and trying to find and stay in sobriety. And that's they're trying to be the filler for that, filler for the alcohol, filler for the drug. And I'm excited to be a part of it because we aren't a part of that, you know, that process anymore with the Alhambra Valley Retreat. And when I had the discussion, you know, right away, I wanted to do it. And it really doesn't cost us, you know, it doesn't cost me anything besides, you know, an hour of my time as far as being at the gym, opening the gym up, walking people through a workout, just like I do on a daily basis. So if it helps anyone, including someone listening to this, please find your way to that website. Reach out to me, Christy, who is the contact for the Phoenix organization. She just we gave her a month to come and try us out so she can see what we do, and then she can tell other people who she has, you know, possibly wanting to come and try this. She has firsthand experience. So you might see Christy during a class, say hi. If you have anyone that you can, you know, you have in mind, or just ask her all the information and she'll give it to you, or I can give it to you the best that I can. And I want to make this last point with things like the Phoenix organization. I recently had this, I don't want to call it like a revelation or anything, but I recently had this like overwhelming thought of, I don't want to just do more. I want to do more meaningful things. And this one, of course, hits close to home because many of you know my father is an alcoholic. And he doesn't give me the opportunity to help him. In the sense of I offer a lot for him to come to the gym, even if it's just to ski or row or bike or be around people, maybe it will spark something. And he's never given me that opportunity. And I feel like through this, I might be able to help someone. And as much as that hurts, you know, knowing my dad doesn't want my help because he probably feels like he doesn't need my help. I'm hoping that I can do that in this way. And not only, like it's not going to stop here. I recently purchased a t-shirt from the Leather and Moss Mercantile, who's going to be a vendor over in the market in Maine. I need to make my way down to Gild and Frond for a t-shirt that they let me know was in. I need to go by the new Guava place and purchase some stuff. Like I have a gift card for Slow Hand Barbecue. Like I want to do more meaningful things to the businesses that are in the area and groups such as the Phoenix.org that mean something to me. And Tara kind of touched on it in the blog post that she wrote yesterday, Tuesday, where like people don't really do meaningful shit anymore. And especially when it comes to like interactions with people, right? We see people on social media and they put it out there. Like I fucking hate when I see like some quote, I don't even know if this is the right word, some influencer, if that's still even a thing, some idiot on YouTube that, records himself giving someone like a hamburger or like taking pictures next to a homeless person. Oh, I gave them these shoes. Like, I want more meaningful shit without the world knowing about it. And I want people to do that as well. So if you're listening to this and you have the capabilities and the means to help a small business in their developmental stages, even if it's a simple post on social media or telling somebody about it, like tell three friends today about someone that you know who's starting something up. And I want to know if you're starting something up, like tell me. Like at the gym, we had Kayleen who does flower arrangements. We have Mike and Daniela who own Shanahan Services. He's gonna hate me for that. Like there's all these things right? Like, we have so many hairdressers, like my sister-in-law Jessica and Jennifer H and Gianna. And I'm missing people here, but like you get the point. Like I know these people, and if someone ever needs something, I do my best to give them someone that I know. I drop their name and do the same. And the next time you're in a conversation with somebody, put your phone away. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse. Put it in your jacket. Leave it in your car. And really talk with people and see what their interests are and see if their interests like lead you into a conversation where you then, oh, I know someone who does that, and then start talking about that and find what you have in common and build friendships and relationships off that. And like, that's, I want to build things off of the stuff that I genuinely care about. And this Phoenix organization, I think is a step in the right direction. And today was a great day. Like, I'm going to transition now into talking about that, into the day that I had today. Today was a great day. I'm fucking tired right now. It's only 7:50 and I'm ready for bed. But I'm tired after a great day because I held 5 classes. I had 2 one-on-ones, and I did a small group training with some kids for some shoulder health and mobility and workout. And at the end of the day, I'm beat, but it was great. We had a new person try us out. We had Christy in, and she enjoyed her first workout, and it was just a lot going on. And it was a great day, and I want more like it because it's heading in that direction of building the business up, doing what I believe is the right way. I can't stand when I see gyms putting out gimmicky, stupid shit. I hate seeing Peloton posts. I hate seeing, I just hate seeing stupid shit when it comes to fitness, because in reality, fitness is very simple. And it can be fun, and it doesn't have to be 300-pound snatches. It doesn't have to be shake weights while in a pool. It doesn't have to be, hey, look at me, I'm riding on a bike in fucking Iceland. It can be simple. And the way I see fitness and the way I want to build our fitness business is just like that, just like today. I can do today over 1 million times, we're on the right track. So I just needed to share how good of a day today was, because it's good to share those things. It's, other people may not want to hear how good your day was, but you need to find the individuals that will be happy for your good day. And I think I'm sharing that with those people. And I am that person. Tell me how good your day was. Because I promise I'm listening, just like you should listen when someone's telling you about their good or their bad day. And remember, I've said it before a couple times, don't make it about you. Don't turn the conversation into something that you went through or something that you've gone through when it comes to someone telling you about their day. Which takes me to the last point here. If you are somebody, I'm gonna give you an sort of go hand in hand with that whole conversation piece and be a good listener, take it in, give your advice, but do it in like the smart way. And it's hard to say like what exactly I mean, but like if someone's telling me something about their day, the last thing I try to do is be like, oh yeah, that one time when I did this and then this happened to me, and then I turn it into me, when that person is trying to tell me about them. And this is how this goes. Like recently we were telling people about our trip, our camping trip. And the first thing out of the person's mouth that we were telling about our trip, oh, I think so-and-so I know at this one time had this thing happen to them in that area. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like someone at some point in time had this one thing happen to them and now I should be worried about it? No. Why should I focus on this one negative thing that didn't even happen to you when I'm looking forward to getting away with my family and having a good time as we explore places that we've never been? And I had to bring it back to that person isn't me. I would never say some dumbass shit like that. And that is a reflection of how they see things. And when people who you're having a conversation with turns things into them, or the first thing that comes to mind is some negative thing, like, do your best to never have a conversation with that person again. And as hard as that may be in some instances, it's necessary. Very, very necessary. If you are someone who wants to change, wants to become something that, like, maybe, like I've talked about it before, I'm trying to break a cycle here with my family. I'm trying to break a cycle of staying in, you know, staying around where I live and where I work and never going anywhere or turning things into negative, you know, concepts like right away, living paycheck to paycheck. Like I'm trying to change all of that in every aspect of my family's tree. I'm trying to be the acorn that dropped from that motherfucker, planted itself, watered itself, gave itself sun, and grew into something that is not the same tree. Like if, and I don't mean that in a negative way of my family, because my parents are great, my family is great, but there is a lot that I am not the same. And I even told somebody that today, like as far as like is concerned with the gym and everything, we're not the same as other people. We're built fucking differently. And we should all be proud of that. And as great as my, you know, my family tree is a large oak, right? But let's say some cross breeze came, knocked down a leaf or an acorn, it dropped, and it was mixed in with a redwood. So not only am I the oak tree that the rest of my family is, but I'm also mixed in with this redwood. And that redwood in me, in this instance, for this example, this fucking crazy example that I'm coming up with, is going to have my branches grow a little differently. I might be a little taller, a little shorter, a little wider. But that redwood in me is making it so I am not the same oak that the rest of my family is. I'm trying to be different in every aspect for a positive outcome. I should say for a better outcome, because that was my parents' goal, I would assume. I've never talked to them about it, but I would assume that their wants were to have their children surpass them, just like I want my children to surpass me. I have high goals, and I am setting the bar. Hopefully, I'll be able to set this bar really high. And hopefully, my kids have to try and bust their ass to surpass my bar. And then their children do that. And then their children and their children. And I'm hoping I'm the start of that. Because my parents, I'm not going to say I've like surpassed them at all, but I did a lot of stuff before my parents did. I bought a house before my parents. I've owned cars outright before my parents. I've paid off debt. I've become debt free. Like I've done a lot of things, not without their help. With their examples and things, a lot of times it's examples of what not to do. And I'm hoping to do the same for my kids. And I'm hoping that they're able and willing to try to surpass me in a lot of ways. Because as great as people think that I am, like I have so many flaws that I wish my kids don't ever mimic or ever follow suit. And I hope they just surpass me by the time they're teenagers, in the sense of like what they've accomplished, the type of people they are, And if there ever comes a time where I have to have a conversation with them about friends and they ask me about like, well, so-and-so does this, like we can have this conversation of if your friends aren't elevating you, they're not your friends. They're not the type of people that you want to be around with. They're not the type of people that you want to mimic your life after. And if one of those characteristics that are in some of their friends is the negativity that comes out of them as soon as my kids bring something up, they just shut it down and either tell them, hey, why don't we try to change that mindset or just find a new group or find a new person. And I'm wishing the same for you as well, because hearing the things that, you know, I hear after telling somebody something, as far as like, I'm going camping, well, this, and it's all negative. Just move on. And again, as hard as it is, try not to have that conversation anymore or at all with that individual. So I'm wishing for you today to tell someone or five people, 10 people about your thing or your friend's thing. I'm wishing for you to not have those interactions with people with negative comments right away, and put your phone away, have some meaningful conversations and grow into whatever tree it is that pushes you further. Have a great day, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We'll see you in the gym.